Rabosai, we are in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting from Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, the fourth word on the line, Tana Rabbanan,
we learned, Abo Shloshi Yom Rishonim.
In the first 3 days, okay, Bami Makum Karv, if you came from a close place, in other words, from close, Moni Moyim, even though he didn't start the Shiva with the rest of the people, he shows up at the Shiva house within 3 days, as long as he was close by, then he can start counting with them, and he doesn't have to start counting anew when he gets there. Bomim makom rocha, but he came from far away. Okay, more than 10 parsos, says money lots, and then he has to count himself. Okay, mikan ve'elich. But after 3 days, I feel makom karv. Even if he came from a close place, after 3 days, money lots, but he still has to count on himself no matter what. Rishimon Omer, Rishimon says no. Afilu babi omashvi. Even if he shows up on the seventh day of Shiva, mimakom karv. As long as he came from a close by place, money imaim. He counts with them, and it, like I said, for example, theoretically, he'd only have a very short time to have a velus. Amar Mai, we just said in the Brisa Shloshim Rishonim, Bami Makum Karv Mani Imayim, we said as long as he comes from a close place, he counts with them within the first 3 days. On Rechir Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vahu Shiyesh Gadol Abayis Bar Abayis. When is it that the guy who arrives late can start counting, can count already with the mourners in the house of mourning, as long as the eldest one was in the house, okay. So then that counts. But if the elder is the one who's arriving, then he's not counted with the people now. So in other words, if the elder was in the house, then the younger one coming can count with the house. But if the elder was not there, then let's say an older one coming to the house would not count with the people in the house. He bailu, so they had this query. He said, Halach Godol Abayis LeBeisakvaros. What if it wasn't a normal case where the elder of the house was just coming late? But the elder of the house was busy at the cemetery, okay, with taking care of the outside of the city, taking care of the burial. Maybe now he can still count with the people when he comes back, because they had already started before, and he has to come back. Maybe start to them out. What's the law? The answer is Toshma. So we learned like this. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I feel like God abides the basic varos. He said, no. Even if he wasn't there, but he went to the cemetery outside the city, and then he came back. Within the first few days, he can count with them. We see that even though it's the elder, he can in that case. He went to take care of the burial, then he can count with them and doesn't have to start over. Mar said, one second, money, mine, he can count with them. Well, Tanya, didn't we learn explicitly in Bryce and Munna Lasper? It says clearly that he has to, in this case, where the elder comes back from the cemetery, he has to count on his own. Mar says, look, Kasha, don't worry. It's not a contradiction that we cannot solve. When do we say that the elder coming back to the cemetery counts with the people when he came within the first 3 days? And here, when did the elder coming back to the cemetery doesn't count with them? When they came back after the 3 days. Like he said to the people of this place, the so those people who went to bury and came back within 3 days, limlu badaicho, they should count with you. The ones who didn't come back within 3 days, limlin arshay, they have to count on their own. Amar lehu Rabba levnei mechoza. Rabba said to the people, mechoza atem de lo aziso basa'arsa. You who are not following the funeral bed, you're not going along to the actual burial. The second that you turn away from the gate of the city to go home, and you're turning back and not accompanying the dead person to the actual place of burial, you already begin to count. So they already, even before the burial, they're starting to count Shiva. Once they've attended, as much as they're attending, they're going home, they already are going to count Shiva right away, even though the burial is going to be later. Rav Shimon Omer, Afilu Babi Yamashvim, Mimakom Karo Banam Yamahimah. We said in the Brice a minute ago, Rav Shimon held, no, not the first 3 days. Even the seventh day of Shiva, if a guy shows up to where the people are sitting Shiva, he can count with them and not have to start to count from the beginning. Amar Rav Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yossi Bar Inshol, Amar Rebbe, Hushabah Motz Menachem Etzo. That's on condition, when he comes on the seventh day, he still has to be that there are consolers there consoling the people in the house of mourning. Okay, but if the consolers are already gone, then even Rav Shimon, if he came on the seventh day, is not going to let him count with the people who are there. Boy, Rav Anan, he asked this query. And then Aralamo, the people stirred, the mourners, the consolers have stirred to get up, but they didn't get up yet. Ma, what's the law? In such a case, according to Rav Shimon, what would be the law? According to what Rav Yossi ben Shaul taught us, and then Rebbe then says, take the one says, let it stand. We don't know what to do in that case. Gemirei Chabrei Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya, Chabri, the Rabbi Yechia. The friends of Rabbi Yechia learned from Rabbi Abba, Umano, who was it? Who's the friend of Rabbi Abba? That's Rabbi Zeira. Some people say it's a little differently. The Rabbi Zeira, Chabri the Rabbi Zeira was the friend, the colleague of Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira learned from Rabbi Zeira, Umano, and who was that friend? Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba. It was Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but one of these opinions said the name of, it said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'treifas. In a case of treifas of an animal that's not kosher, we'll see in a minute. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But halacha Rabbi Shimon b'Abel, and the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon when it comes to mourning. Rabbi Shimon b'Abel, what did he mean when he said that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon by mourning hadarman? That's the case we just said. The Rabbi Shimon says even if the latecomer comes on the seventh day, he can count together with the people, with as long as he came from close, he's able to count with the people in the Shiva house. And that's done to start over. From Shimon Gamliel by Treifas, what was the case of Shimon Gamliel by Treifas that the halacha follows him? The Tanakh, because we learned, B'nei Mi'ayim Shenikvu, the intestines were pierced. There's a hole in the animal's intestines. That's usually a treifa, and it's not kosher animal. V'lecha sotanta, but in this case, there's a goo, that comes out of the intestines and it blocked up the hole. Okay, share the animal's kosher. Dur Shim Gamliel. That is the opinion of Rabbi Shim Gamliel. The Gemara just wants to know, okay, my lecha, what is that goo? What is the Gemara Kahana? Shirka de me'ayah de nafika gavdukka. It's the goo that comes out of the intestines. When you squeeze the intestines, it comes out. You have to squeeze them hard. So that's the goo that according to Rabbi Shim Gamliel, if it fills up the holes, that the animal is still kosher. Amar Mandu, somebody said, one of the Tamilu, Iske v'Isik, I should be Zocha and go up to Eretz Yisrael, v'Agman l'Shmais and Mipum and Demari, and I'll learn these teachings that we mentioned before from the actual one who said it. Okay, whether it was Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia, or whether it was Rabbi Zeir, according to the two opinions we saw above. Ki Salik, when he actually went up to Israel, Aske Chela Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia Bar Abba, he found Rav Abba Breid Rav Chia Bar Abba. Amar Leisi, he said to him, he said, is it true, Amar Amar, Lacha Rav Shimon Gamliel Treifas? Is it true that you really said that you taught that the Lacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case of Treifas that we mentioned with the intestines? Amar Lei said to him, Ana Eina Lacha Amar. He says, no, I didn't say the Lacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I said the exact opposite, that Lacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I could Rav Shimon Abel Mai. He said, what did you say? What's the law by Rav Shimon Gamliel when it came to the case of coming on the seventh day? Is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel or not? Amar Leis, Rav Yav said to him, Plukten inu. He said, it's an argument. The Idbaraz was taught. Rav Chista, Amar, Rav Chista said, halacha is like Rav Shimon on the seventh day. V'chena Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan also said, halacha is like Rav Shimon. By this case of mourning. Rav Nachman Amar, but it's an argument. Rav Nachman said, Ein halacha, halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon in this case of mourning. Ve'ein halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifas. Now, the Gemara paskins, it says, the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifas. In that case, the animal is considered treif. But halacha Rav Shimon Abel, and the halacha does follow Rav Shimon when it came to the case of mourning, the seventh day, Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us the principle we've had more than one time already. Halacha k'divrei HaMekel b'Abel. When it comes, at least, to Machlokes Tanoim, the halacha follows a lenient opinion when it comes to an argument about mourning. Okay, now we have a Bryce that's going to talk a lot of halachas. I'll call a mason kulan, all other, for mourning for all other relatives besides parents. Mancha mitaso, if a person is quick to take out the funeral bed, to bury quickly, hariz a meshubach. That's a good thing. It's a good thing to bury quickly. Alali v'alimo, but if the person is quick to bury when it comes to father and mother, hariz a meguna, that is unpraiseworthy because he's not showing them respect. He have time to honor them, etc. I be our shop to people to gather and to bring a lot of eulogies, etc. Haya Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, but if it was Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, then even for the parents, Harei Zeh Meshubach, that's also praiseworthy to quickly bury. She'en Osel HaKavod Avimo, because that, then he's burying quickly for the honor of the father and mother. Why? That they shouldn't have to wait and all Shabbos and only bury them after Shabbos or after Yontov. I'll call him Mason Kulon, when it comes to all of the other relatives that a person's mourning for that died. Ratzah Mamayit Biskov, if he wants, he can lessen his commerce. Ratzah Eino Mamayit, if he wants, he doesn't lessen his commerce. Okay, Alali Valima, when it comes to the father mother, Mamayit, he has to lessen his commerce. I'll call him Basin Kulam for all other dead people that he's mourning for. Ratzah Cholet, Ratzah Eni Cholet, if he wants to uncover his shoulder, he does. Or if he does one, he doesn't. But for the father and mother, he has to uncover his shoulder. That's the honor of the father and mother. Once was one of the great men, the greatest people, the great men of the generation, and his father died, and he wanted to uncover his shoulder. And another great man of the generation who was with him, in sympathy with him, so in empathy with him, wanted to also uncover his shoulder. So therefore, the first gadol he held back, and he didn't uncover his shoulder in order not to cause the other gadol to have to uncover his shoulder. So now the question is, who were these two great rabbis? Amar Abaya, Gadol Ador, Rebbe says, the great person of the generation who was mourning the parent was Rebbe. But Gadol Ador Shimo, and the great person of the generation that was with him, is Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. Some people say no. Gadol Ador, Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. Some people say the great person of the generation who was mourning the parent was who was mourning the father was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Gadol Ador Shimo, and the great person of the generation who was the accompanier was with him was Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Bishlaman Damar Shagadol Ador Shimo Rebbe. It's very good according to one who holds that the accompanier was Rebbe. Hainu Denimna V'lo Cholatz. It makes sense. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha didn't uncover his shoulder. He held back and didn't uncover his shoulder to show respect for Rebbe. Elamanda Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. But if according to the opinion that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the accompanier and the one who was in mourning for the father was Rebbe, Amai Nimna, why did Rebbe hold back V'lo Cholatz and didn't uncover his shoulder? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, his father who he was mourning, Nasiyaya, he was the head of the Beis Din. Okay, V'kuli Alma, he's the head of the great Beis Din, V'kuli Alma V'chayvi L'michlatz. Everybody has to uncover their shoulder for the head of the Beis Din, of the great Beis Din. So why do you hold back? It wasn't that he was causing Rav Yaakov Acha to have to uncover his shoulder. Everybody has to uncover their shoulder for the head of the Beis Din. Kashin Gwai says that's indeed a good difficulty. I'll call him Mason Kula. We'll call the other person that all the other dead people the person is mourning for. Mistapra Lachushloshin Yom. He can cut his hair after 30 days. For a father or mother, Achi Garbo Chaver. Until the friends rebuke him, he can't cut his hair, even after 30 days. I'll call him Mason Kula. And for all other dead people that he's mourning for, Nichlas Lebesa Simcha, he can go into the, he can go to have a festive, you know, festive meal after 30 days. For the father or mother, only after 12 months. Amra that what we said, that for other mourners that he's allowed to go to the festive meal after 30 days, it's not a true simcha, not like a real simcha, like a wedding. Only a friendly gathering, a friendly happy gathering, friends. Macy Baker says, come on, you can't do it for regular simcha. We learned the simcha l'mereyos, shloshim, we learned clearly, it said for a simcha and for a friendly gathering, 30 days. So you see that it's not only for a friendly gathering. It's because it says both simcha and a friendly gathering means even for a real simcha, after 30 days for other mourners, it's okay. What are you going to say? Mm-hmm. Says, Kasha, indeed, that is a good difficulty. Amemer Masniach, Amemer says, no, the original teaching wasn't like this. Amar Abba Bar Chana, this is what he said. Well, the simcha smereyas mutar likanes la'alti the other way. When does he have to wait 30 days for a true simcha? For just a friendly meal, he can do even within 30 days. I've all time the simcha shloshim shloshim. Didn't we learn the other way? For a simcha, you have to wait 30 days, and also for a friendly meal, you have to wait 30 days. Lo kasha. It's not difficult. It depends what. Because there are different kinds of friendly meals. There are friendly meals where each person had a sponsor, or where you had a, you, each person was a sponsor for the others. So this is ha barisus. When one of them is making it, that he's paying for the meal and they're going to have to come afterwards, okay, that is where he can't go within 30 days. Ha, the one where you can go even within 30 days is what's called biparnusa. That is where it's his turn to pay back for the other people. And that he's allowed to do even immediately, okay? Because he can't not pay back. Those one is where you're making and the other people have to pay back. One is where you have to pay back. So if the payback, you do it even within 30 days. I'll call him Mason Kulon, because he has to pay back. I'll call him Mason Kulon for all of the other the person that they're mourning for, Korea Tefach. A person rips his garment, one Tefach, one hand breath. For the father and mother, one hand breath is not enough. Ad Shigalis Libo. He has to tear far enough to uncover the heart. Amar Babahu, Micro, Babahu says, where's the pasuk that shows us that Kriya has to be at least one Tefach, one Hembrach? Because it says, when David HaMelech was ripping his garments, it says he grasped his garments and he ripped them. There's no grasping You can't grasp the garment less than one tefach, less than one hand breath. I'll call him a sin kulan, afil lovashasar chalukin, for all the other person, people in person mourning for other than father, mother, even if he's wearing 10 tunics, eno kare el elyon. He only tears the upper one. Alavi ve'imo, the topmost one. For the father and mother, kare is cool. He has to tear all the 10 of them. Ve'api karsuso, okay, his head covering that's hanging down, ain't a makavis. It doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have to, even though maybe hanging down over him, he doesn't have to rip it. Echad ish vechad isha, also both, there's no difference between a man and a woman, both of them have to tear kriya. Or Shimon Lazar, he says, isha karas, but how does a woman, he says the woman does it differently. Isha karas is a tachtam, what the woman does is she tears her lower garment, the one inside, and then she turns it around backwards. Okay, so now the tear is going to be in the back. And then she goes back and tears the upper garment, okay, opposite her heart. Right? Because now the lower garment she turned around is still going to cover her up, so she can tear the upper garment. I'll call a mason kulon when it comes to all the other people a person is mourning for. Ratzah mavdil kamei safa shelo ratzah mavdil. Okay, there's different ways to learn this. The simple is like this. Imagine their garment was, they have a neck hole, and there's a seam around the neck hole. You have a big one garment, like a poncho, whatever it is, and it has a neck hole. And the neck hole has a seam. So now, imagine what's going to happen. If a person would rip from the seam of the neck hole, it's just going to, you're not really going to see a new separate opening. You're going to see an extension of the original neck hole. The other way is if you leave the seam full around the neck, and then cut outside of the seam, then you're going to see two holes. You're going to see the hole in the neck hole plus a new hole. So the question is, when a person is tearing kriya, is it sufficient just to tear from the neck hole and, so to speak, extend it? Or no, the person has to tear a whole new one, leaving the neck hole, the seam around the neck hole, solid, and tear a brand new hole. So he says, okay, if all the other ones, if he wants, he can tear outside the neck hole. Okay. What's Adam Abdu? If he wants, he doesn't have to tear outside the neck hole. He can tear the neck hole itself, like we said. But when it comes to the father, mother, Mavdu, he has to tear a whole new separate hole outside the neck hole. Rav Yehuda Ober, Kol Kriya Shein Adam Abdu, Kamei Safa Shelo, Eino Ela Kerashel Tiflus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, for anybody, forget about father, mother. Anytime you don't make a brand new tear outside the neck hole, it's just a tearing of uselessness, of a meaningless tear. Everybody has to tear outside the neck hole, so there's not a tearing. Amar Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, so he said, Rabbi Yehuda said, what was the reasoning of Yehuda? Because it's written, he says he grabbed his clothing and he tore them into two tears. Mimashmash number of Ikarim, for the fact that it said that he tore it, and he did Lishlaim, so obviously you tear a thing, it goes into two. Okay, so why did it have to say it to two pieces? Ella, Shanir and Kurim Kishnai, has to be seen torn like two. And if we learn so if he doesn't tear it in a way that we see two separate tears, so therefore, then it's not really a tearing at all. I'll call him a Sin Kulon Sholo. For all of the people that he's mourning for that died, he can, Sholach HaShiva, he can already take, after 7 days has passed, after Shiva, he can baste the tear back together again. Okay, Uma'achar HaShloshim, after 30 days, he can sew it back completely, normally. When it comes to the father and mother, he can only baste it after 30 days, and to properly sew it back, he never properly sews it back ever. A woman can baste it immediately after the burial of Nekvoda because of the honor of a woman. He said, for all other people that a person is mourning for, Ratzah Korei Abiyad, Ratzah Korei B'Kli, a person can tear by hand or he can tear with a utensil, like a knife. Alav Yehuda, for the father and mother, Biyad, he has to tear with his hand and not with a knife. He said, I'll call him Basin Kulam for all other people that he's mourning for, Mi Bifnim. He can stick his hand under the upper garment and tear from the inside. For the father and mother, it's a tear from the outside for everybody to see. He said, also the same rule applies for a nasi, for the head of the beis din, also you have to tear from the outside for everybody to see. Is that really true that you have to tear from the nasi from the outside? Basically, didn't we learn all the people mentioned in this brisa are not compared to the father mother elichud. They're only compared to the father mother that you can never properly sew back the tear bilvad. Only that's the only one. But for all the other laws, no one is like the father and mother. Therefore, if no one's like the father and mother, then also it shouldn't be true that for the nasi, just like the father and mother, you have to tear from the outside. My love of the nasi, isn't it even for the nasi that you don't do like the father and mother? In other words, that it's only for not ever sewing back properly the tear. But even the nasi is not like the father or mother for in the sense that you have to tear from the outside way to see. No, it's not true. The Babi Nasi, everybody except for the Nasi. The Nasi, not only is the Nasi like the father and mother that you can never properly tear, it was so back to tear, you also have to tear from the outside for everybody to see. The Siya Shachi became a case where the Nasi died. Amr Le Rav Chizda, the Rav Nachbar Ame, Rav Chizda said to Rav Nachbar Ame, Kafe Asisa V'kumala, turn over the mortar and stand on it, V'achve Kriya Lama, and show to everybody the tearing that you're doing, because that's for a nasi. Okay, this is a good place to stop. Let's do this last piece. Sorry, a chacham choletz. For a chacham who teaches everybody in the city, choletz miyam. You uncover the shoulder from the right. Av based in for the av based in mi small. Then you tear. He uncovers the left shoulder. That's the second in command. Al Nasi, for the head of the Beis Din, first in command, Mikanamakan, you have to uncover both shoulders. So for the Chacham, the right shoulder. For the Av Beis Din, the second in command, the left shoulder. And for the Nasi, for the head of the Beis Din, the number one, Mikanamakan, you uncover both shoulders. That will call a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day.